T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks, Lucius. It's time for Jeffrey time, and here he is. No, Mike. Mike Bassick filling in for Mike Likes It. Jeffrey time's coming up at 1:40. Here's Mike.
Yeah, so let's do what I really love right now, and that's the NBA. And the Celtics are really struggling. They host the Washington Wizards tonight, who are one of the teams where if you're a Maverick fan and you want to get those few extra percentage points to give a better chance at hitting a top four lotto ball, you really want Washington to continue to beat up on the Boston Celtics, who are horrible after the All-Star break. They've lost four in a row. They're 37-25. They find themselves in the fifth seed right now. It looks like they're going to have a tough time getting home court advantage in the first round. This is a team last year that, without Kyrie Irving, was one game away from going to the NBA Finals. They had just lost to LeBron James in Game 7, but they were really close. They had no Gordon Hayward on the team all year, pretty much. They had no Kyrie Irving in the playoffs, and a team led by Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and Al Horford and Terry Rozier were a one game away from going to the NBA Finals. Now it looks like they're going to lose in the first round of the playoffs. They are lost, and a lot of it coming out of kind of national NBA headlines is they're lost because they're being led by a guy who doesn't know how to lead.
Kyrie.
I did see their record with and without him. They've been a lot better without him.
So this is the interesting thing is he's going to be a free agent. They didn't, now that it's all said and done, they didn't trade very much to get him. What Cleveland got, they got Isaiah Thomas. They got the pick, a first round pick, but it's just, they didn't have to trade much to get him. And it looks like a lot of people are saying, you know what might be best, and I know that they want to trade for Anthony Davis, is it might be best to just let Kyrie Irving go. Mm-hmm. Is that the young guys prove that they can lead a team, and then they have to follow Kyrie, and nobody wants to follow Kyrie. Kyrie is calling the players out in a weird way when he's like, I wish I would have listened to LeBron more because, now I know what LeBron was complaining about because I got a bunch of young a-holes that won't listen to me type of deal. And the players don't want to follow him. He doesn't pass the ball to him. There's highlights where it comes down the final 2 minutes. Kyrie kind of breaks down the defense a little bit where he gets triple teamed. And he's like, yep, that means I get to shoot over three guys. While everybody's standing there like, well, then F you, man. Yeah. You're not going to pass it to me, then F you. Al Horford's a veteran guy. He like ran over in one of these games and tried to pick him up like after the game was over and he took a horrible shot to lose the game. And he's like, hey, it's all right. So Horford went over there. None of the young guys went over there. Like, no, we don't like you. Mm. Somebody else can go pick you up off the ground. You're not part of this team. You're not acting like you want to commit to this team long term. So the Celtics find themselves as going into this season, I thought they'd be in the NBA Finals. I thought they were creating themselves the next dynasty in the NBA. Yet it looks like Kyrie Irving is ripping that thing apart.
Chemistry is so important, we always dream of adding so many awesome players and then the world's going to have a really hard time contending with it, but it's much more difficult to put it all together. And it's really a strong testament to what LeBron was able to do. But it takes the best player in the world to be able to take all these different parts and make it work together like that. I got to witness it firsthand with the Trailblazers, and they thought, oh, we have Damon Stoudemire. We're going to add Rod Strickland and Greg Anthony. We got Scottie Pippen. We're going to add Stacey Augmon and Detlef Schrempf. Look how deep we are. We got Brian Grant and Rasheed Wallace at center, and it was just on and on. Bonzi Wells and Steve Smith. We're 2.5 deep at every position.
Jermaine O'Neal can't get on the court.
And they literally went to war with each other. There were fights in the locker room, and it's like, now in Boston, you had this thing that was set and worked. But then you're totally going to change your identity when you bring in a primary ball handler star. It's one of the main reasons. Like yesterday, I said it, and I thought about it throughout the show and then afterwards. Like I said, even if Kyrie Irving became available for the Mavericks, I don't want him. I want Luka to be the primary ball handler, and I don't want anything really interrupting that flow for the next 10 to 15 years.
Yeah, and this is where I'm going to go with it too, Gavin. And did we do this on the show yesterday? Am I for?
No, we just very briefly mentioned it.
Okay, so I know Bryce Harper broke in. I had this for yesterday, and then Bryce Harper news broke in, so I had to stop where I was going here. And I wanted to get to Kyrie Irving is, if Kyrie Irving said, I wanted to play on the Mavericks, and it's going to cost you $35 million a year, that's about what his deal will start off at in the offseason, I would say no. I'd say, you know what? you're a second guy, and I know you don't want to be a second guy. Maybe you will in New York. Maybe you and Kevin Durant have it all figured out, and you guys are going to go to New York and turn that thing around.
But be real, man, surly together.
You are a bad – you just look like a bad leader on a team that has loads of talent, and you're ruining Jason Tatum. You're ruining Jaylen Brown. You're just ruining this thing. You have all the talent in the world in Boston, and you're ruining it.
They really should have traded him, right?
Yeah, and that's the tough thing is they'll kind of get nothing for him, and then Al Horford's going to hurt them because when Kyrie Irving, if he walks and he leaves, if Al Horford would opt out of his deal, which is a one-year $30 million, he has 1 year and $30 million left, which he's not going to, they would have $35 to $40 million to spend in the offseason, but once he opts into the $30 million, Al Horford, they really don't have any free agent money to use. They can use a mid-level exception.
Can they still sign and trade him?
Kyrie Irving?
Yeah.
Yes. But when you look at New York, they have nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, you could get Dennis Smith Jr. I mean, I think in that situation, because look, Kyrie Irving and Dennis Smith Jr. are not going to work together because Dennis Smith Jr. wants the ball, you know, all the time to do his thing. And Kyrie Irving's like, no, I don't pass the ball. I don't know if you know this or not, but I don't pass.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's Kevin Durant. Maybe he'll work with Kevin Durant. But so Boston is in a tough position. I just wanted to kind of get that out. I said that they'd be in the NBA Finals to start the year. I thought it'd be Boston, and I still thought it would be Golden State, even though I said they'd be upset. I think Boston's going to lose in the first round.
Yeah.
I don't even think they're going to get out of the first round. Most likely, they're going to have to take on Philadelphia. If they get to take on the Pacers, I'll take that back. But right now, they would face Philadelphia in the 4-5 matchup.
Bye-bye.
And I think they're going to lose in five games and kind of get embarrassed. And then I just wonder what Danny Ainge is going to do then. They have three first-round picks this year in the draft. But I don't know where they go because if I was them, I wouldn't want to bring Kyrie Irving back.
No, I wouldn't either. You know, and I think they had a good idea to design it like that. But Kyrie Irving's injury in the first year they were together, that allowed Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum to build their own thing. And their own thing was based on movement. We're playing together. We're unselfish. And then Kyrie Irving comes in, and not only did he take them away from what they're doing, but kind of reinvented for them how they were going to approach offensive basketball. So if they had been all together last year, Tatum and Brown come into this league learning how more to play around Kyrie Irving. But they became stars. So now when things aren't working, they're like, dude, this guy screwed it up.
Yeah.
You know, same thing that's happening in Golden State. And that's going to be one of the biggest challenges if this super team era continues, Mike. You better pay very close attention to how your pieces fit together. You can't just compile stars and make the NBA world bow to your greatness. It's got to fit almost perfectly together if you're going to have any sustainability.
It's a great point because aren't we in a weird place? LeBron's not going to make the playoffs most likely.
Yeah.
And he has young talent around him, but they're not meshing at all. And because LeBron is old and desperate, like it seems like he is, like, come on, guys, follow me. I've done this before. And they're like, no, you know what? I want to get 23 points a game, and I want to get paid $25 million myself. And me following you and just watching you do your thing and picking up the defensive intensity because you don't want to play defense, I don't really feel like doing that with you.
Yeah, kind of got my own thing going over here.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet before you got here.
And then you have Kyrie Irving destroying the Boston Celtics in a way that, you know, he's blaming all the young guys because the young guys are like, no, screw you, man. You know, and so I don't know. It's a weird NBA right now where two superstar players seem to be leading teams down a bad path.
Shaq retired big men over a 10-year period, and now the Warriors are retiring contenders.
So let's talk real quick about Captain Marvel. That's coming out real soon. I'm going to go to that movie showing Saturday, March 8th, I believe is the date at 4:30. And it's just saying, like, you should take young girls to it because it's like a superstar woman person.
Cool.
So I'm like, okay, I have no clue about it, but I'm going to go see it.
Superstar woman person.
So
go,
yeah, I just saw
superstar
you,
women.
Like, you should take your young daughters to this. And I'm like, okay, I will. Sounds
so
good.
Progressive.
I'll do it Saturday at 4 o'clock in the colony, March 8th. And you can go see it for free. You just have to go to 105.3 1053thefan.com, and you can register and you can go see the movie for free with me and my daughter.
And when we're done, we'll go home and be like, all right, honey, does that make you feel like you don't have to marry and stay in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Did that work for you? What was the moral of today's outing? No.
Do make dinner, but don't feel like you have to do that all the time for someone
now,
else.
I have something interesting going in my home with my daughter besides going and taking her to a movie next week is she told me yesterday or a couple days ago at the Maverick game, she goes, Dad, I want to try softball, which is a little bit weird. She's 14 years old and, you know, softball is kind of like baseball. A lot of kids start playing select softball at a younger age. And by the time they get to high school, they're pretty stinking good at it because they've concentrated on that skill for about a 4 or 5 year period. My daughter has never really swung a bat in her life ever. She's never really thrown or caught a baseball in her life ever. And she wants to do softball. So I'm like, okay, great. So yesterday we had our first lesson, and here's going to be what's interesting is she did everything I exactly said to do. And I'm breaking it down as basic as you can break it down, but she's doing it all exactly like that's perfect, right? Let's do it again. Let's do it again. Let's do it again. And she wants to do it again. She's like, yeah, I'll do it again. I'll do it again. I'm just teaching her how to load her hands. And then I'm teaching her how to take the knob to the pitcher, stuff like that. But I mean, we're not even on a tee yet or anything. I'm just like and she's doing exactly like I want to do. My boys are like, all right, let's go play wiffle ball. I want to play a game. I want to, you know, like yeah. They don't want to go through all of that stuff. So I have that's a no daughter fun. Who's going to go through every mechanic I tell her to do and do it over and over again. Then I have two boys who really like baseball, but they watch baseball. They play it on the video game stuff. And they're like, well, I want to do it this way. I feel better this way. I want to imitate yeah. Nomar Mazara today. And I'm like, okay, hey, they're having fun. Like, hey, I'd rather you not have such a big open stance. Can you close it up a little bit? But they want to just do their thing. Where Mary Grace is like, no, you tell me everything to do. And I'm just going to try to repeat that. So it's going to be interesting to see if she wants to do this on how I can take somebody at 14 years old who has no clue how to play any type of baseball / softball. If she just keeps doing exactly what I say, could she become better than her brothers? Ooh. Because she's just listening to exactly the right way to do it and doesn't have her own concept of just wanting to do it a fun way.
Sounds like a fun project yeah. and a mission.
And then I found out softball stuff costs a lot of money, just like baseball stuff. I called up my cousin who plays at Oklahoma State, and I was asking her some questions, and she's like, yeah, you know, this bat, it's a pretty good bat, and it's lower cost. It's $250. And I'm like, son of a gun.
Wow.
And then she was like, yeah, the gloves, this is a good glove. That's a good glove. You know, brand, you know, there's about 4 or 5 brands that are good. And it's like, yeah, you know, it's about $150, $200. I'm like, son of a gun, I'm already up to $400, and I haven't even bought softballs yet so we could practice with. So.
Well, that sounds fun, man. I'm real interested in getting a couple updates on that.
Yeah, I want to see how it goes. I'm going to take somebody who literally can't swing a bat at all, can't catch a ball at all, can't throw a ball at all, but she wants to do it, and she wants to do everything that I say to do.
I bet if she can stick with it until she's an upperclassman, she could get pretty good, don't you?
I hope so. I mean, this is going to be fun for me. It's like, I have no clue, but she wants to do everything I tell her to do.